Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a Rob Brown logo, only on the Fan Upstate.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome in, my friends. We're at it once again. It is the Rob Brown radio program right here on the Fan Upstate. Hello, America. What's up, South Carolina? How we doing, everybody? Y'all good? I hope so. I hope everybody's just having the time of their life. You don't owe anything to me, though. You know, I mean, your undying gratitude and appreciation for the fact that I get up at 3:30 in the morning. But outside of that, you don't owe me anything. I do it for the love of the game.
Were you just singing Kim Carnes? Did I hear that right?
Is that who sings that song? Honestly, I know that song inside and out. You gave me $1,000. I couldn't tell you who sings that song.
I think it's Bill Medley and Kim Carnes.
And I owe it all to you.
Do you know where it's from, though?
Dirty Dancing, baby!
Okay, all right.
Yeah, man! Dirty Dancing, a movie that I realized I had hit a certain age because I loved it growing up. Judge away, I accept it. But then there was a day, not too far in the distant past, where I watched that movie again as an adult and I went, her dad should have absolutely put baby in a corner.
Yeah,
all right?
She kind of deserved it. By the way, it's Jennifer Warren's, not. I was right with Bill Medley, though. It's Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren's.
Good enough for me. All I'm saying is, baby definitively needed to be in a corner, and Swayze needed to be in jail. You creep.
Yeah, some
you
sort
creep.
Of restraining order, and also when he walked up, probably the dad, especially that dad in real life, gets up and punches him in the face.
Yeah!
Because that dad
You're a grown-ass man, Swayze. What are you doing?
Yeah, that dad is that no-nonsense dad that he don't play.
Here's the thing, like, he's not even real. Like, I, as a kid, you saw the Dirty Dancing dad as like this authoritarian figure, right? He's just out there to make sure that baby can't live her life. And then you watch it as a reasonable adult and you're like, no, he's not even like a jerk in the movie. He had every right to like absolutely sue the pants off of that particular club establishment.
How many clubs like that did you go to growing up? Because that looked like the kind of place that you might have went to.
We were a travel family.
Okay.
We were a travel family.
Okay.
He was a good dad, and he gets this rap as like, oh, you know, he's just trying to control his daughter. Yes! That's his daughter, and that's a full-grown man Patrick Swayze is. Dad, the dad was the only character in that movie who didn't suck as a person. And once I watched that movie and, like, shed the immaturity of youth and went, not only was her dad right the whole time, but the fact that he wasn't kicking ass and taking names, like his only fault is that he didn't put Baby in a corner more.
All right. According to the internet, Johnny was 25. Baby was only 17. That is
only 17.
That's also against the law.
Against
almost
the law.
Every state, just about. Yeah.
Yeah. That is not
It may
good.
Not be against law here. I'm not
also,
I'm not sure.
Swayze's not 25 in that movie. All right. They can say, like, they might say it in it. He's 25 like every character in pick your generic teen coming of age movie from the 80s was 18.
Well, remember, like Ralph Macchio was like 30 when
yeah.
he played Karate Kid. So, I mean,
yeah.
But he's a senior.
No, he's not. No, he's not. I can see that guy is not. I can. It's Patrick Swayze. The man six pack has a six pack.
Well, in this case, he was supposedly 25, which is still.
It's more realistic,
yeah,
but it's not realistic. Let's just call it what it is. You have reached maturity when you watch Dirty Dancing and it clicks to you that the dad was the only good guy in the movie. The only one. Baby was an idiot. Baby's mom was an idiot. Swayze was an idiot. All right. Now, if Swayze just hangs out with all the dancing degenerates in their little late night orgy club or whatever it was, no problem. That's a very 25-year-old thing to do. I'm great with that. As a former frat bro, I'm totally fine. You get a bunch of the utes. They all go do their thrusting and grinding in a room together late at night away from the guest. That's perfectly valid. Perfectly fine. I used to want to work on a cruise ship because I heard the stories of staff parties on cruise ships. I was all in. That's totally understandable. I get that. But the minute that the 25-year-old dance instructor from the all-inclusive resort starts bringing the 17-year-old girl to some secluded cabin for private lesson. No, you creep. All right? The only thing the dad did wrong was not kick more ass in that movie. Right? And I get it. He couldn't have beat up Swayze. Swayze was Swayze, man. That's Dalton from Roadhouse. That 65-year-old dad isn't beating up Swayze. But he... My guy could own that club with the lawsuit that he could have brought down on them.
By the way, Jennifer Grey was actually 26, playing 17.
Yeah, well, if we're going to pretend Swayze is 25, then Jennifer Grey was 17. We're either kayfabe or we're not. If Swayze's 35 and she's 25, I don't know what you have in common, but like, okay, that's two functioning adults making adult decisions. I'm good with that. That girl's 17. She's in a room with her dad, for God's sake. Okay. When this movie came out, those of you of a certain age that were maybe in your those years when that movie dropped.
Why are you looking at me?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Me.
Yeah, I was after your Dirty Dancing era. For those of you that were in that little age bracket, did y'all watch this movie and be like, oh, that's so hot? That's so romantic? Because it's not. It's weird.
The girls did, for sure. That was definitely a big deal. By the way, I was out in 1987. So I had, I was in college in 1987.
I was in diapers in 19. Okay, I wasn't. I was two, but you get the point. Okay, and while I'm at it, since we're here, since I've already ruined the opening to this show, let's keep going. King Triton from The Little Mermaid, also a good dad and also correct, all right? Homegirl, you are 15 years old, you have never left the grotto, and you think you're just fin overhead in love with some cat that you know what you are? You're not a hopeless romantic Ariel, you're a stalker. At the best, you're a stalker. And all King Triton did was go, maybe don't run away and give up your entire life for a man that you saw for 26 seconds from an entirely different part of the world. You got nothing in common with this guy. You don't speak the same language. You don't walk on land. He lives on land. You live in the water. No, maybe don't go run away and throw away your life, heir to the kingdom of the seven seas. I don't get why it is that we let that story be passed off as one of the goats of all time.
All right, so your transformation into old is now complete.
Dude, this is not an old comment.
Well, the rants.
This is not.
Yeah,
because
I think a lot of people don't put this kind of thought into it.
You know who else
was
wrong?
Maybe they should.
You know who else was wrong? The dad from Footloose. No, shut up, idiot. If people want to dance, let them dance. All right? I'm not the guy who goes around and goes, oh, you kids and your music, it sucks. I just got to stop for me. Have your fun. I don't care. It's whatever. But if you are going to hit me with, it's an old man philosophy that the king would look at his 15-year-old daughter and go, maybe don't throw away your life as the heir to everything under the sea, for a man that you saw on a boat from 1,000 yards away. King Triton was right. The dad from Dirty Dancing was right. And they deserve some damn respect.
All right. By the way, I didn't say that I disagreed with you.
No, of course you don't, because you're a mature, responsible adult most of the time.
I don't know about mature.
Most of the time.
I'm at least old. So there's that. Wow.
I don't know what's going on. I had none of this planned.
Yeah, because
I had none of this planned.
I gotta admit, I remember more about Little Mermaid than I actually do about Dirty Dancing, even though I did see it.
Yeah. Dude, she quite literally is sneaking away to go to private dance instruction with a 25-year-old member of the camp dance team, and then comes to dad and is like, yo, I need you to float me a few $100. I can't tell you why, but don't worry. It's definitely not connected to the 25-year-old man that I'm very clearly getting physical with while I'm on a family vacation. Definitely not connected. And lied about it so that we're all on the same page. Baby's dad was the only good guy in that story. King Triton and Sebastian the Crab, the only good guys in that story. Flounder should be excommunicated from the kingdom of King Triton.
At least you didn't say eaten. I was waiting for you to say flounder.
Fricasseed, yeah, okay. As they say in the movie.
All right.
Sebastian and Triton, the only good
flounder
guys.
Flounder is now sushi.
Also, Tim just hit me with, is Rob a hater because he doesn't have moves like Johnny? Tim, let me tell you something, my guy. Rob Brown, in his younger and more formidable days, like when I was 25, had the moves like Jagger. He got the moves like Jagger. I was, for a very long time, I hope my mom's not awake yet, undefeated at wedding receptions. Wedding receptions, bang. Don't put me in your wedding party. I'm going to embarrass you. Just let me be there. I'm the life of the party. I promise you, back in the day, I don't know if I still do. I think I do.
Well,
I still
got let's not go the there, groove. Because you're... Oh, you're just talking about dancing.
I'm saying dancing.
Okay. All right. Because I thought that was something else. All right.
You know.
Okay. Because when you said undefeated, that's where I went.
Yeah, that's fine.
Listen,
we're all adults here. Rob Brown used to be 25 and had the moves, my guy. And I'm talking versatility, baby. Waltz, foxtrot, swing, tango,
okay,
booty,
we're still
whatever
talking.
You want.
Okay. All right. So you threw that part. Okay.
And there's a reason. That dancing is sexy is all I'm saying. It's all I'm saying. There's a reason dancing is sexy.
Well, everyone knows what dancing leads to.
Point here is, I ain't jealous. What I'm saying is, even at 25, Rob Brown, yeah, absolutely knew without a doubt. If she can't go buy me a beer, I'm out. That was the test for your boy for many years. If I went to a bar, pretty young lady got into a conversation, I'd be like, hey, if I give you 10 bucks, will you go get us a couple of beers? And if the answer was no, then my answer was also no. Johnny, do better. Do better. Baby's dad, you have my respect. You earned it. Okay? You deserved better than you got. You weren't the villain of that story. What the hell are we talking about on the show today?
I don't know. You started singing She's Only 17, and I had to have a discussion with my daughter who said, that is gross. Hey, because I'm just jamming to it because it was killer back in the day. And she's like, I can't. How old is this guy? I was like, he was 15. He was 15 when he wrote the song. So,
there are so many creepy 80s songs.
There is.
About chicks that are like 16, 17 years old. So what was going on with y'all back in the 80s?
Kip Winger said he wrote the song when he was 15. He was playing in bars when he was 14. So, I mean, that can be checked out. So,
no, seriously, yeah. Your Honor, I wrote it when I was 15.
Yeah,
trust me.
I believe him because, you know, rock stars never lie.
Oh, man, so many. What were y'all doing back in the 80s, bro?
There's no difference now. Now it's just more out in the open. There's no innuendo. There's no nothing like it was in the 80s.
Now it's just like, let's
bring up whatever the number one rap song is right now. And I'm sure that it's very vocal.
Okay,
about
let me
things.
Phrase that. If there's a song that's like, yo, unskinny, bop, 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 we all know what it means. We know what we're talking about here. It's a different thing when you go, she's only 17. If you're saying she's only 17.
I didn't know
17,
what unskinny bop meant when it came out. I seriously did not. I didn't get it.
I believe
most other lyrics. I got the She's Only 17. That song I thought it was stupid.
I believe
what in the world is this talking about?
The great Jarrett E. Brown would say, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Deanie Brown, bless your heart.
It was 1987. I was, I don't know, 18. So, or was it 17? I don't know.
Lester said, this is the best segment of the Upstate Pulse ever.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.